You are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mike Rush from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Bianca Macias, and you're listening to Concert Blast. I'm from Selma, Tennessee.
This is Crystal. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Yo, this is Ramsey, and we're from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Raphael LeBron from Montclair, New Jersey, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Rudy Bro. I'm from Maryland, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Molly Applegate from Maryland, and I'm listening to Concert Blast. Woohoo!
I'm Cindy Skinner from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Candace Holloway from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Nikki Benavides.
And I'm Morgan Goodrum.
Blast. This is Tom Thompson.
This is Mike Arnold.
And this is Brian Hasbrook.
Hey, tonight we got a very special guest with us. What's your name, sir?
Randy Greer.
Randy Greer is with us tonight. Yeah, for those of you who have been longtime listeners, you know that Brian, Tom, and I grew up together in the suburbs of Nashville, Tennessee, Mount Juliet, actually. And Randy was with us, too. You've been with us in many shows, haven't you, Randy?
In the past, long time ago, yeah.
You were even on the Double Live Gonzo with us, weren't you?
Yeah.
We're here at the John Mayer concert.
Actually, we have John Mayer and Sheryl Crow on the same show together here at Starwood Amphitheater. Man, this is going to be a big night.
As we walk up to the entrance, we see Mix 92.9, Light Rock Favorites.
Rockin' Hey!
Looks like it's going to be a pretty good crowd tonight, too.
A lot of people standing in line. We're supposed to go over to the media area, whatever. Charles!
No, Charles!
What's up, brother?
I think we got you guys set up.
Do you want to stay up here or go back down to the ATM?
Just come on back this way.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I like the t-shirts.
You need one of these, don't you?
I think I do.
You need to get one.
What kind of crowd do you expect?
13.5.
Whoa!
Wow. All right, Randy, you ready? Here you go.
Okay, now we're going across the grass. Brian's going down to the photo pit area. We're going to walk around and talk to a few people here. Hey, girls, y'all want to talk to us for a minute? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Cindy. I'm from Nashville.
And you are?
Candace from Atlanta.
So who are you here to see tonight?
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Very good. Yeah. All right.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, we got some workers here. Hello, workers.
Hey, workers.
Hey,
what's going on, workers?
Hey, what are y'all doing here? Watching security, huh?
Just walking around, yeah. Keeping the world safe.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What's your name?
George Beaver.
Who's with you, George?
Patrick Pettigo.
Patrick, what's your job tonight?
Well, I'm roaming on the hillside, so I walk through to make sure everything's okay. There aren't any fights, you know, nobody gets hurt, nobody's passed out. You know,
oh, okay.
Health concerns.
That is good.
And what's he, your muscle?
It's my backup, man. He's got my back.
He's got your back. Well, that's cool.
In case something bad happens, he'll go tell somebody, hey, they're stomping his head down there, man. Come do something about it.
I need some backup. Please, hurry.
Well, all right, thank you, George.
That's right, man. Keep things safe, man. Tell you what, man, there's a lot of people already got all their blankets spread out. I think it's going to be a little bit of a cool night, but it actually feels great right now.
Just found out that there's a third act that was added tonight, Marjorie Fair. Brian is going to try out his new lens tonight.
And I think he's a little bit excited about it. What do you think?
Yes. He should be excited as much as he paid for it, and we won't go in that route, will we?
No, we won't, but I guess whatever makes him happy.
I asked him how much he paid. He said, let's just say that this thing's a small car. He said, I should be able to ride it.
You're exactly right.
Randy, what do you think about the night so far, buddy?
It's beautiful out here. The
isn't
weather
it beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Up here on the hill watching the cars come into the parking lot. Nice, cool night. Man, this is great.
It really is, man. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Molly Applegate. I'm from Maryland.
Wow. That's a long drive for this concert.
Well, I go to school in Georgia.
Okay. Well, that's still a pretty good drive.
Yeah.
So who are you here to see?
John Mayer.
Thanks. Ooh, let's get a majority of John Mayer.
How about
and you?
You
are with?
You are?
I'm Rudy Bro.
From?
Maryland.
Wow. You
visiting.
Go to Georgia too?
No, I'm visiting them.
Okay. And you're here to see who?
John Mayer.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, ladies. Uh-huh. John Mayer, go, huh?
Woo!
Hey, you want to talk to us?
Sure, why not?
Hey, come on over here. Hey, what's your name?
Mike Rush.
Where are you from, Mike?
Nashville.
Nashville. How about you?
Rafaela Braun.
From?
New York.
New York City?
Yes, sir.
Stop spreading the news. Come on, everybody.
They're singing.
Oh, okay. Our podcast on the internet. You can download us from our website or from iTunes or many other directories.
Can you travel around?
Yeah, we travel all over the Southeast right now. But we're here to review the show tonight. Who are you here to see tonight?
John Mayer.
And you?
Same.
I like Sheryl Crow, John Mayer. It's a beautiful night.
It is.
We're singing.
All right.
It is a great night. Absolutely. We're excited about it.
You know she's from New York?
What part of New York?
Originally the Bronx.
Wow.
But Teffy. Then we moved out to Jersey, but I still claim the city.
Forget about it. Good. Come on, give me a New York. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, you too. Thanks
a lot.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Caitlin, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yep.
That's a long drive to see a concert.
Yes. I go to Murray State University.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, that's 2 hours, but it's not as long.
Yeah. Now, who are you here to see tonight?
John Mayer.
What do you like so much about John Mayer?
I don't know. I just like his music. He's kind of chill. I like it.
He is chilled, isn't he?
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at her.
She's funny, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Marjorie.
Where are you from, Marjorie?
St. Louis.
Marjorie from St. Louis.
But I go to school and at Murray State.
As well.
She's my roommate.
Now let me ask you something. What's your favorite John Mayer song?
Waiting on the World to Change.
There you go. That's easy.
Mine's Why Georgia.
Yeah. So we're in trouble.
Like radio or something?
It's a podcast on the internet. So what song can y'all sing for us while we're waiting in line?
Sing a song for you?
Sing a song?
Oh, I don't know if we can do that.
We can't sing.
I don't think so.
Oh, don't sing then.
Our listeners don't mind.
The whole world's waiting on your voices.
No, they're really not.
Will this be on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all have fun. You want to talk to us for a minute?
Sure. We'll
sure. We're Concert Blast. We're an internet podcast. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Kurt from Henderson, Tennessee. West Tennessee.
West Tennessee. Oh, okay, yeah. I got you. So who are you here to see?
John Mayer, Sheryl Crow.
Both of them, huh?
I think that's who's playing tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
We'll see you after tonight.
There you go.
Right,
how about
point.
You?
Good point.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Julia Milford from West Tennessee. Here to see John Mayer. Love him.
All right.
So he's about to come on in about 5 minutes, it looks like.
Yeah.
Y'all take care. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Check it out, okay?
Thank you.
Tell you what, this is a pretty close to packed house here, especially the seats, Mike.
There was a lot of people here. And I would say right now, about what Charles said, 13,000 to 14,000 right now.
Easy, easy.
And John Mayer is about to hit the stage.
Yes, he is. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice stage. It's a big stage there, too. And you'll see some of those pictures that Brian will be taking of the stage and John Mayer.
Yeah, it sounds like John Mayer's about to hit the stage.
Sure does, man. Crowd's getting into it.
The lights are off on the stage. Let's see what happens. Sounds like John Mayer's coming on the stage.
Yeah, listen to the crowd. All right.
I got to tell you, I was up front. I was talking to a couple ladies up front, and they were just overly excited to see this guy.
Didn't you say there was someone screaming up front?
Oh, that was the girls. It was like screaming, ear-piercing, blood-curdling screams. But it was just out of sheer excitement there because these girls were really big fans. I think all three of us were thinking the same thing. We were actually contemplating not even reviewing this show.
Yeah, because we didn't know much about John Mayer. Until we saw John Mayer.
That's right.
Yeah, we were there for Sheryl Crow, mainly. But when we saw all the John Mayer fans, we just had to rethink everything.
Well, it was, because, I mean, we kept on interviewing people, and they were saying, who are you here to see? And they kept saying, John Mayer. We're going, you know what, Mike? We might have to do this show, you know?
Yeah, we all agree.
Yeah, Michael.
I think their enthusiasm rubbed off on us.
I think you're right.
That's exactly right.
And because I can be honest, like I said, I had one CD of John Mayer. It's good, but I was like, Mike, press me a little bit there, John.
Yeah, very much.
And he did a very excellent job of that.
Well, that's a good double bill for John Mayer and Sheryl Crow together. I think they worked real well together as far as their music styles and all.
You could tell. I mean, they definitely have been touring for a while. Just a great bill together. All right, well, anyway, we'll get it right into the show here. John Mayer came out, and, yep, there goes the girl screaming, as Brian said. And they start off with a song called
Believe.
Is there anyone who ever remembers changing their mind from the pain on a sign? Is there anyone who really recalls ever breaking record off for something someone yelled loud one time? Oh, everyone believes in how they think it ought to be. Oh, everyone believes.
And the crowd just going crazy. They're, like I said, they're so excited about seeing John Mayer. Went to the first song, they went right into a song called Good Love Is On The Way.
Somewhere broken people, this is me I'm working on. Cause I know good love is on the way. I'll be lonely but I know I'll be okay.
The Good Love Is On The Way is actually from the John Mayer Trio, which is a very good. They have a few albums out, and it's very good. They played a lot of songs from that, as well as from John Mayer's new album, which is very good. I think it's the best work he's done.
Yeah, and he also, I saw him on a show where he said this album took so long because his record company actually let him do what he wanted to on this song.
Well, a lot of people may not realize, for those of you who don't know anything from John Mayer, and you listen to him, he is an excellent guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
He can really riff some blues out, can't he?
I was expecting him to be more of acoustic style and more laid-back type. He was laid-back, there's no doubt about that. But his playing, it just, like, overtook the stage. I was very impressed, especially toward the end of the show.
He really did. I mean, he just really took the show in his own hands, and, man, he played a lot of lead stuff, too.
Yes, and the next song, of course, led right up to a song called Vultures.
All of these vultures hiding right outside my door. I hear them whispering, they're trying to ride it out. They've never gone this long without a kill before. Down to the wire.
Well, I tell you what, what's amazing is even after the third song, you could still hear those girls just screaming away, couldn't you?
What was the ratio there? It's probably four girls to one guy, wouldn't you think?
I'd say that.
I really found it amazing that his music appeals so much to women. I've got his newest CD. It's called Continuum, and it's good, but I can't see where that would appeal to women more so than men.
I guess it's young looks and his talent, I guess.
Which leads right into the next song, Why Georgia?
Am I living in a ride? Am I living it right? Am I living it right? Why, Georgia, why?
Then after Why Georgia, he went into a very much a blues song, which is called Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Can't seem to hold you like I want to. So I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down. And you can see it too. We're going down. And you know that we're doomed. My dear, we're slow dancing.
Good song.
That really was. I mean, because you get kind of upbeat the music style there, and you could definitely tell it had a blues influence.
And there's some wonderful lead guitar work in that song. Just fantastic lead guitar song.
Which brought us right into the next song, a song called
The Heart of Life.
So turn off your tears and listen. Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good.
And right before he started his song, he said that, you know, this is a song about life, which I thought was pretty interesting, and it's a very good song. You could tell us about live of his experience in life.
Which the next song came right into a song called Bigger Than My Body.
Tell you what, the girls knew that song because, again, for whatever reason, man, there goes the screams. I mean, they were probably louder than any of the other songs he'd played before.
Now here come the hits. Now, toward the end of this show, John Mayer is like he cram-packed a bunch of hits there toward the end of the show. And he started this series of hits with a song called
Gravity.
Gravity is working against me. To bring me down. Oh. likes this man with all the love that his heart can stand. Dream of ways to throw it all away.
Now, Gravity was one of the songs that everybody in the crowd was saying. That's their favorite song.
Gravity. I have to agree with them. I mean, that's definitely my favorite song with them, too, and really got the crowd singing along and really just got them going crazy.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's when the sing-along started. And you could hear a lot of time, even during the verses, of course the choruses were, but even during the verse, you could hear the crowd as he was singing it.
And that's one thing at the end of the song, he was talking about how much he really enjoys Nashville also and coming here to play. And he just really, you could tell, he likes the Nashville area.
This next song is the one that got my attention with John Mayer. Hey, it's the first song I think I've heard from John Mayer. I wanna run through the halls of my high school. You know, a song called No Such Thing.
I wanna run through the halls of my high school. I wanna scream at the top of my lungs. I just found out there's no such thing as the real world. Just a lie, got to rise above. I just can't wait till my 10-year reunion. I'm gonna bust down the double doors. And when I stand on these tables before you,
and one thing I can remember about that particular song, the lights was, for whatever reason, just came bright, 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 and just really, I think, got the crowd even going crazier than ever.
This song right here is what got us jump-started, and which got the crowd jump-started, and you know one thing that was amazing about this?
What's that, man?
Everybody was on their feet for the whole show.
We're talking about the people in the seats, even.
Yes.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, because it was one thing that we had noticed when we were walking through the crowd that, look, I mean, even into his 10th, 11th, and his last song, the entire time they were standing.
Slow songs, blues songs, rock songs, everybody's on their feet. It didn't matter, like you said.
Man, it was amazing.
I'm wondering why they pay for them seats up front.
I'm telling you.
They pay for their standing positions.
The next song that John started off with is Daughters.
Fathers, be good to your daughters. Daughters will love like you do. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too.
And one thing I liked about this particular song is John came out with the acoustic. I was ready for her to hear some acoustic by that time. It was absolutely gorgeous 12-string guitar acoustic, and it just really set the whole show.
Well, you're talking about setting the whole show. This next song, my favorite John Mayer song.
Well, which is pretty much his single that's out there now. And like I said, this was the huge sing-along and dance-along, really, when it came down to it. Waiting on the World to Change.
When you trust your television, what you get is what you got. Because when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. That's why we're waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. It's not that we don't care. We just know that the body's fair. So we keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change.
Oh, waiting on the world to change. You had a bunch of people in the stands here, which got us bringing our recorders out because they are all singing. They were all excited. Let's listen to some of the crowd here where they're singing the chorus along.
I want to hear this whole place light up. We keep on waiting.
Still waiting,
waiting,
waiting on the world to change.
man. They know his music, don't they? Yes, they do.
Gosh,
they're big fans, too, man.
Huge fans. Huge fans.
There's some people who weren't too bad of singing.
We've had a lot of group, as Tom said earlier, girls. There's groups of girls everywhere.
I hated that, too, man.
And that was just... We had to put
too
up
many with, girls. I can't imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we had to put up with that all throughout his set.
No, man.
Yeah, but this is when, this next song is when he really showed his talent. I mean, he let the guitar rip on this next song. This song is called
In Repair.
Oh, it's taking so long.
Caught my eye and focus on how well this guy could play guitar.
I didn't realize it.
Me neither. I mean, he was just fabulous, and he was having such a good time that just, I mean, the fans were just in there with him, and just, we had a great time.
Well, I can tell you, it's almost like, he, if you don't know his music, he's comparable player to, I say, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yes, that's what it sounded
it's
like.
It's got to feel Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You're right, Brian.
If I was wanting to nail it, it's one way or another.
Now, there'd be a lot of people to argue with us about it, but you'd have to see him. I would be one that would argue about that until I saw him.
Anybody wants to argue with me, I'm Brian at ConcertBlast.com, and I was a huge Stevie Ray fan, so
yeah,
end of
true.
Argument.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you that John Mayer fans, they would agree with you.
Listen to what the crowd said about the show after the show.
Excited about him.
Yes, they are.
They are, man. They're excited.
What do y'all think about 17,000 people here?
Well, I'd say that.
10,000, well, I was expecting about 11 or 12 tops, and they got a good 16 strong, maybe 17.
This place is going crazy. John Mayer just left the stage.
And I mean, everybody's standing up everywhere. I mean, it's wild. Oh, they're not even going to do an encore.
Oh, we'll see.
I am shocked.
Wait a minute, the lights ain't come on yet, have they? Oh, they have.
I don't know, that's the road crew.
The lights have come on, the road crew, no encore.
He's not coming?
Wow.
No encore.
He played an hour and 15 minutes. He won the crowd over from the beginning to the end. All the seats, everybody was standing, weren't they?
That's just amazing.
Very few people were sitting down during the whole act. I mean, couldn't believe it.
You would think John Mayer was the headliner tonight.
From all the people we talked to, it seemed like it was.
Yeah, I mean, you got everybody standing, you got everybody singing, everybody knows the words, and you're thinking, wow, this is John Mayer headliner. You know?
Well, it's almost a co-headline tour.
Well, it is a co-headline tour.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, what do you think about talking to some fans around here? See what they thought about the John Mayer show, huh?
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. How'd y'all like the show?
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
You came all the way from Charlotte for this?
You better believe it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
For John Mayer or for both?
For John Mayer.
For John Mayer. How about you? What's your name?
Crystal.
And you from?
Charlotte as well.
Oh, and y'all came in together?
Yeah.
Two guys.
That's a heck of a trip for John Mayer.
They got to have their picture, man.
Oh, yeah. Just for the trip.
Oh, thank
you. Card there. Listen to yourself.
All right. What'd you like the most about John Mayer tonight?
He's an amazing guitar player. What's not to like?
I didn't realize how good he was until the end tonight.
Yeah, this new CD really... You know, it's amazing. I was about to say, I would go another couple hundred miles for that. That was good.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
That was good.
Man. We're a podcast on the internet, so sign on and listen to us. Yeah. Or we're on iTunes as well.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Hey, did you like the show?
Yes,
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Bianca Macias, and I'm from Selmer, Tennessee.
Selmer, Tennessee.
Yes.
All right. How far is that from here?
It's about 2.5 hours away.
Man.
You like the John Mayer show?
Yes, I loved it.
What do you like so much about it?
it?
Just seeing him and hearing him, it was awesome. I did, I loved it.
What was the best part of the whole show?
Seeing him, just seeing him, it was awesome.
Were you singing during waiting?
Yeah, that was singing.
Well, everybody, we're just waiting. Yeah.
Waiting on the world.
Here's a card.
Thank you. Yeah, I love him. He's my favorite singer.
Oh, very good. He can play pretty good, too.
Yes, he's an awesome guitarist.
He won me over in his guitar playing tonight. I was impressed.
Yeah. I got to admit, I didn't know he played all that lead.
I didn't either. I really didn't.
I'm surprised, yeah.
Thank you so much. Hey, ladies! How y'all doing tonight?
Great! So wonderful!
Hey, how's tonight, John Mayer?
Oh, we love you! He's so hot!
He's so hot! Well, that's what they told him about Tom, too! He's hot! Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Nikki Benavides, and I'm from Selmer, Tennessee.
From where?
Selmer, Tennessee.
Is that Buford's place?
Yeah!
I heard that.
So what?
Where the lady shot the preacher.
That's right! That's right! Yeah, y'all gotta be famous for something, right?
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Morgan Goodrum. I'm from Selmer, Tennessee.
Okay, Selmer, Tennessee folks here. So, John Mayer was good, huh?
Oh, he was wonderful. Awesome. I wish he'd come back out.
I know. We need him to do an encore.
Yeah.
Time was getting away. You know?
No, we need him to come back.
We do.
You didn't care. All right, what's your favorite song tonight that you saw?
Probably Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. That's all.
Yeah,
it's so wonderful.
Gravity.
Definitely. Gravity.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, thank you, ladies.
That's right, guys.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed tonight.
Okay. Check out the podcast. Tell everybody about it.
Oh, sure. Hey, what's your name?
My name's Shay. How are you?
And I'm Morgan.
Where are you from, guys?
We're from Columbia.
Columbia.
They sounded good together, didn't they?
Yeah. Hey, that's harmony. Hey, did you like John Mayer tonight?
We loved it. It was really good.
Yeah.
What did you like so much about it?
He played some of the old stuff, too, not just the new stuff.
Yeah, not just the new.
Yeah. Most definitely.
He did very well, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. What are we on?
Internet podcast.
Oh, that is
and you
awesome.
Know what? If you smile real big, your picture might be on there. So check it out. It'll come out about a month from now.
Oh, yeah.
So you might hear yourself on there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
You don't mind that, do you?
No.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
That's right. Nice meeting y'all, too.
Tell all your friends.
Spread the word.
The one disappointing thing about this concert was there was no encore, and people yelled and screamed and carried on.
I thought that was amazing.
I mean, for how many fans he had there, and they were screaming and yelling, I mean, as hard as they could, and it was done.
I think it was a time constraint kind of thing.
It must have been. But he did play a good while, you know. I mean, he didn't just play a 40-minute or a 45-minute set. He played a good while. John Mayer, next time he comes back to Starwood or anywhere in the Nashville area, he's got to be the headliner.
I agree 100% because I started thinking the same thing. I mean, boy, this is a great bill together. And next year, John's going to be here headlining.
He's got to be.
No doubt.
Well, you've heard it all from the fans. Before and after the show, you've heard our set review. Are y'all ready to do the blast scale?
The blast scale is ready. Okay, who wants to start it off, guys?
I'm good, man. I'll do it.
Okay, go, Brian.
Guys, I think I can safely speak for the other guys here with me that we knew very little of John Mayer. It's not that we weren't open to it. I, myself, knew only his latest CD, which is called Continuum. I said, well, he's good. He's very good. Got good vocals. Good bluesy player, but then again, I didn't know it was him doing the leads. So he is a front and center kind of guy. He does command well from the stage. He does get the crowd to respond very well. There again, he's not flashy. He just gets up there and does what he does. He's very straightforward about it, and he's got a very loyal and building following. I can easily say he is at headline status, depending on where you put him. And, you know, if I was going to look at it, on my scale, I give him about a 9.2.
Wow, that's great.
I think he put on a very good show. Great musicianship.
I tell you what, I know there were about probably 15,000 fans there that night that would say, no, it was a 10.0, Brian.
I agree with that. Yeah,
but they
really
mean
would.
They got the microphone.
That's right.
Brian's got the microphone tonight, and he gives his opinion. All right, guys?
Well, still a count.
But I can tell you, Mike is right. Some fans of John Mayer may want to say that he's at least a 9.8 to a 10.
Yes.
And I'm not going to debate that with them, because they are who they are, I am who I am, and this is our show.
Okay, now it's my turn. I'll tell you what, I'm with Brian. I mean, I knew this guy was talented, but I didn't know how talented he really, really was. I was very impressed with his performance. He really knew how to take the crowd and really, you know, do whatever he wanted to do with them. I mean, he had them in the palm of his hand. His musicianship, his ability to play that guitar just overly whelmed me to say, this guy is really something. He is definitely going to be one of the big stars out there. I will have to say that, you know, bringing those girls around wasn't a bad thing either, man. There's a lot of girls out there.
They'll spend the money.
That's right. But I tell you what, yeah, I definitely was overly impressed. The only downside that I can think about this show was no encore, which kind of surprised me there. So I'll have to rate the show probably about a 9.0.
Very good. Yeah. Now, for me, I know a lot of people who told me that John Mayer was going to blow me away before I got there. And because I know a lot of John Mayer fans. But when I got there, at the beginning of the set, I wasn't that impressed. But I didn't realize his style. That's the difference. We're used to the ones of those who just have the explosions and run out on the stage and get the crowd going. But he walks out on the stage, picks up his guitar. He does nothing but impresses people with his talent. That's where he impresses people. That's where he gets his fans. His talent is very good. During his guitar leads there at the end, I noticed his hands were going from one side to over top of the guitar. Did y'all notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
They showed that on the big screen. I'm going, look the way he's playing the guitar now. Yeah. His hand wasn't underneath the guitar. His hand was on top of the guitar neck.
Mike, did he impress?
He impressed me. With his playing, I have to say, I wanted to see an encore because I wanted to know what he would do on an encore. What kind of style would he come back with? Would it be soft? Would it be blues? Would it be rocking? I don't know. But that's what I wanted to wait to see. I also wanted him to come out a little bit more flashier than he did. Thank you, John Mayer, for keeping it a clean concert. I could have taken my 4-year-old to his concert, if I had a 4-year-old, that is.
Yeah.
But because, you know, there was no filthy language, I didn't have to worry about it. He just did his songs and thanked Nashville up and down. The last 4 or 5 songs, it was a 10.0.
Yep.
I have to say that. There was nothing wrong with that at all. The first 6 to 8 songs, I'm going to give it like a 7. Therefore, I'm gonna average it out like an 8.7.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right.
But he's all about substance. He's not about flash.
Exactly. But these are our opinions. These are our opinions.
Accurate as they may be.
And you know what, guys? We'd love to hear your opinions about the show if you were there. You can get a hold of us at shows@concertblast. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to vote for us. Get on concertblast.com. Brian will have some nice pictures of John Mayer girls.
Yeah, no, they'll be excited about that.
I got a lot of pictures of John Mayer.
And I tell you what, Brian won't mind it either, girls, if you want to be able to send Brian@concertblast.com your email address, and he might even send you some of those pictures.
How you like it, ladies?
I bet they would like that, Brian. You might get a little busy here.
Brian goes, thanks a lot, Tom.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Don't forget to vote for us on our webpage, concertblast.com. And don't forget to join our Frapper map. Remember, we're also on iTunes. We're also on MySpace, myspace.com/concertblast. And you can get on iTunes. We have links to all that on our webpage. Set up your RSS feeder so you'll get our shows downloaded to you automatically. Anything else, guys?
I can't think of it. So for Concert Blast, this is Tom signing off.
And Brian.
And this is Mike.
All right, guys. Y'all take care now.
So long.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.